Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking it. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zero in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco, AK Disco, 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them, and they act right.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. This is T-A-Z-P live on Blog Talk Radio with your host, T-A-Z. And tonight we got Terry Tobin, an R&B singer that I've heard I've heard a couple of times, and I've heard your stuff, listened to it, and it was like rocking, going, I got to get this lady on, and she's finally on in the house. And how are you doing this evening? Double T, how you doing?
Hey,
good, Taz. I know this has been in the works for a minute, so I'm good, glad to finally be able to be on your show.
Well, I want you to explain to the people, how did you start doing what you're doing? I mean, you started in the church like most of us.
Yes.
How did you just get involved in doing this R&B thing?
Well, you know, like you said, I started in church, and just always loved singing. And at the time, as a kid, I didn't know that was going to be my career, but I had my first professional gig and sang background for Jeffrey Osborne on a record, and I've been hooked ever since. When I went away to college, I went to Howard and met some very talented folks. Shout out to HU. And that's when I think I found my voice, really. Up until that point, I sang Whitney Houston, I sang everybody. And so I kind of emulated everybody at that time. And it wasn't until I got to Howard that I finally found my voice, which is interesting because I was studying classical at the time, but I found my soul, if you will, while I was there. So it's a trip. So, yes, that's when I first started writing. I shouldn't say started writing, but that's when I was really focusing in on writing my own material. And, you know, rest in peace to my boy Scotty. He's the one that basically encouraged me to do that. He's like, you know, you can sing, but, you know, you got to be able to tell your story the way you want to tell it. The only way you can is to write it yourself. So that's pretty much how I got started. But I've been in the game for a long time, dealt with some, you know, majors before, and took some time off from music for a long time, and then I finally got back into it. But it was only under the premise that I'd be able to do what I love to do the way I want to do it. And that was just that I didn't have to fit in anybody's, you know, box to say, you know, you got to do this kind of album or you got to do what everybody else is doing. I just do what feels good to me. And, you know, that's pretty much how I do it.
So what do you describe your sound as?
I call it soul. You know, some people call it neo soul, new soul. You know, it's on some jazz station. So it's whatever you want it to be. That's the way I see it.
I'm going to tell you for one, like when I heard it, of course, I wasn't thinking no style. I was just thinking, man, this is bad. You know, that's the first thing I'm thinking, like, yo, I'm feeling this. So, to me, it's got the neo soul, but, I mean, shoot, honestly, it's just good music. Let's put it in that box.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. You know, it's difficult. It's, as any artist, you just kind of, you can either succumb to everybody telling you you got to sound like so-and-so, or you can just do what feels good. And I've been blessed to work with some really great producers and co-writers. And so, like, the first song the second song from So Good to Me is Love Me. And shout out to Tall Black Guy because, you know, he's a beast. And I found him on the internet. He did a contest. I believe the first time I heard of him was he did a contest for Eric Roberson's, one of his songs, and he won the contest. And when I heard the record, I'm like, I'm working with that cat. I don't know when, don't know how, but it's going to happen. And I didn't know how to reach him, anything. And the same thing goes for the guy who produced the first single, which is So Good to Me. I met Soror. He also was in that same contest. And I said, these two cats, matter of fact, he was second place. I met with second. And I decided that's what was going to happen. And I believe that you, when you have a goal, you just got to do it. Don't talk about it, just do it. And I had to. It took me a long time to learn that. That's partly why, you know, it took me so long to get my first album out because, yeah, I guess I kept waiting. I kept waiting for a record deal to fall out the sky or something. I don't know.
Right. But you got to do it yourself.
You got to do it yourself if you want it done a certain way. And and so I just, you know, anybody that's listening that's trying to get into the game or trying to stay in the game or whatever, you know, you just got to keep pushing. Nobody's going to push as hard as you. And, again, I had to learn that the hard way, too. I've had some really great people on my team, but at the end of the day, I have to be the one that wants it. I have to be hungry again. And I remember I was saying to somebody recently that, you know, when I write music now, it seems it's a little different because back 10, 12 years ago, I mean, I was hungry, literally hungry.
Right,
and
right.
So my vibe was completely different. And when you're in that mode where it's like do or die, your vibe is completely different. And then when you get settled, you're a little more comfortable, you know. So now I can understand when different artists, they put out a different album, they're like, dang, she's coming from a different place now. What happened, you know?
Right.
So
and basically you grew in it.
Absolutely,
like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I'll say about this album, because when I did Love Infinity, it was, you know, it was all about love, and, you know, the birds were singing and the orchestra was playing and, you know, everything was great. But, and again, I wrote it because I was really imagining. I wasn't in love at the time. I just, you know, it's just what I love to write about. I was born on Valentine's Day, and that's just what I do. And so when this next album came about, like, I was like, I did an entire album about love. How am I going, you know, what am I going to come up with next? I can't do an album on hate. Like, what am I going to do? So I just, you know, I got tracks and people were sending me stuff, and I just said, you know what, I'm just going to do what feels good to me. And the So Good to Me part was, you know, a couple of different layers to it. One was, you know, actually after writing the album Love Infinity and not having anybody, you know, to truly inspire it, actually did have that in real life. And, you know, so that was like, man, you know, when you listen to the lyrics of So Good to Me, the lead single, you'll know exactly how I feel about, you know, that person and love kind of coming in. But it was also like, it was also kind of to thank those that supported me, because when I released the first album, I didn't expect, you know, the UK to come calling and Japan and all that. I didn't expect
right.
any of that. I thought my yeah. family was going to be the only people that bought the record. And
people are listening.
Yeah, and you know, to me, that's I was like, if two people beyond my family buy this record, that's a success to me, you know. And that's the other thing I would say to any artist that's coming up, you know, don't compare yourself to what, you know, these other artists out there are doing, because, you know, they're like looking, you know, they say they're making millions of dollars and all that kind of stuff. Some of them really aren't, but that's neither here nor there. But if you hone in on what they call success, you're never going to be able to find success within your own right. And you decide what your level of success is. And like I said, for me, I decided that if two people bought my record, I was good with that. And and I'll tell you a quick story. When I was in Atlanta, I went to this conference, and this guy comes to the mic, you know, talking to the panelists, and he's singing one of Avery Sunshine's records, and we're all kind of like chuckling because, you know, he's not a singer, but he had a bunch of heart, you know. He got up on the mic and was singing it loud, strong, and wrong, and we were all just kind of like, wow. So I said, you know, I admire his courage to get up there and sing, because that was his favorite artist, right? So
right.
I'm sitting there, and I said it out loud, like, you know, I admire his courage. And he turned around to me and was like, oh, and Terry Tobin, I know your song too. And he started singing my song. And I'm like, what? Like, I was really, really floored. Like, I sat there with my mouth open. My friend had to tell me to close my mouth because I couldn't imagine that, you know,
yeah,
somebody else
was
listening. You know, that somebody
mm-hmm.
else was listening. So that part of it is rewarding. It really is, you know, but they're the few people that really dig it, those are the people that I make the record for.
Now, the song Free, it was
mm-hmm.
Nominated for Song of the Year 2011.
Wow, that seems so long ago. Yeah, I was, let's see, that was the Soul Track Awards. It
That's
was.
Correct.
New artist, yep, it was new artist, and it was nominated for single of the year. But, you know, again, to be recognized amongst all those great artists, you know, people that either I know personally or we just know each other because we were cheerleaders for everybody in the indie movement, you know, it was really rewarding to be included. It really was. And the fact that I, you know, made the cut on the new artist category amongst, again, a lot of talented artists, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. You know, and even, you know, when before the album came out, I believe, in the Netherlands, they played, I think Free was like number one for like 13 weeks or something like that in the Netherlands. And I was just like, really? Like, you know, for me, I'm a creative person, like I said. I just write what's on my heart. And the fact that people you know, identified with it. You know, and I know part of it too is it talked about the fact that, you know, that part of it was about you know, how expensive gas was. You know, I know people could relate to that. So, you know, it was a great entry into, you know, to a new set of fans.
Well, that's when I'm gonna play Terry Tobin Free on ATAZP.
Going outside to play hide and seek. How my things just change the same. Go to the market with a little change. Now even milk is cheaper than gasoline.
All you gotta do is believe and follow me. If you wanna be free, stay strong. If we can get the street life gone, then shorties wouldn't have to leave when the street light's on. You see, I know it's hard, but you ain't gotta pull your guard. You can go real far, just listen and play your card. It's quite real, some people know how you might feel. We all get extension just to pay off a light bill. Stress free.
Even the game anymore, but you know, he brought such a great spirit to that record, and I just so appreciate that.
And you say it says in your bio that you was influenced by Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross, Marvin Gaye, Prince,
mm-hmm.
Donnie Hathaway. Yeah. The new artist that's out now. Who are you feeling that's you know, like on the radio more frequent now that, you know, some of the younger people would, you know, relate to.
They would recognize.
Well,
believe me, I'm used to that. So, to be honest with you, I don't really listen to the radio much. I listen to Pandora most of the time or, you know, those kind of shows, internet radio stations. But I listen to, gosh, when you put me on the spot, I can't think of anybody. And, of course, there's tons of people that I'm digging. I like Ledisi. I don't know if they know who Ledisi is.
I like
Miguel.
Do.
I like Frank Ocean. Glad to see Brandy back. She's coming back in a big way. And
Brandy,
I think she's gonna do some big things. But you know, I've always been a diehard Brandy fan from the very, very beginning. And you know, I've just loved her heart, and yeah, so it's good to see her back. Gosh, there's so many. I mean, I could go on and on and on about different people.
Well, sure.
But you know, I'm inspired by a lot of different artists. You know, I'm inspired by, you know, both young and old. Even though I might be considered an old head, I listen to everything. I really do. I mean,
so when you get in the studio and you write a double T hit out here, make your head shake and bodies pop. How do you go about it? I mean, is there a process that you got to go through? Do you already come in with, you know, certain verses already written, or do you have to listen to the beat? I mean, you know, these are things that I ask because I do certain things too when I write.
You have your own
process. I just want to know.
Yeah. Well, if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Wow.
No, I'm just
wow. I like life. I like living. So,
Choose life, bro. Choose life. No, I actually, I've been fortunate and blessed enough to have a home studio. So, you know, when inspiration hits me, I can go right to it. And that's how I'm most comfortable. You know, I love going to big studios. But to me, there's something organic about being at home with my cup of tea, you know, just doing what I do. And a lot of times when a track, like sometimes people will submit tracks to me, and the telltale sign for me, whether or not I'm feeling it, usually I'm instantly inspired. And to let you in a little bit of a secret, a lot of times the vocals that you hear on my records, they're usually the reference vocals because I'm inspired and I just flow with it, you know. So, yeah, a lot of times it's the very first time that I, you know, that I wrote it. And a lot of people look at my way of doing it. I won't say any names, but people look at the way that I do it and they're like, okay. But that's just how it works. How it works for me. I'm real spontaneous, and I'm all about the vibe. And if the vibe hits me immediately with the track, then, you know, it's a wrap. And then sometimes I have a melody, and I might write the whole song a cappella, and you know, put like a dummy. I call it dummy track because I play keys, but I'm no Robert Glasper by any stretch.
Right.
But I play well enough to write. And so I'll do that and then send it to somebody who I want to produce it, or, you know, let them know exactly what I want.
Some kind of way. The song, Some Kind of Way.
Yes.
Explain it. I love the title because you can't really say it in a sentence.
Right. Well,
some kind of way. You can, but you got to think about
it. Right. Well, here's the thing. You know, I've heard people use the expression in different ways, and what came to mind, again, you know, the song was inspired by the track itself. But what came to mind was, you know, I'm talking about how this guy got me. Like, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where, how do I say this and make it PG-13?
I'm feeling you already.
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm already knowing what you're talking about. It's some kind of way. It's different than the other way that you've been involved with before. You just feel some kind of way with this person. Am I correct? Praise God. I already know.
That's mean, yes, that's part of it. That's part of it. But the other part is, you know how people talk about the threshold between pleasure and pain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's kind of like that same kind of thing where, you know, it feels good because, you know, you really feeling this cat. But like, man, you know, I really need to go home. It's kind of like, right. So that's kind of how it is. But yeah, it's people can use their imagination.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't wait to play this song. This is Some Kind of Way by Terry Tobin.
Mr. Bugs of the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to ATAZP live on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, Terry, that's between me and my cousin who does music as well, Jay Bug. He told me you sound real smooth. He's loving the music and he's loving the way you sound.
Aw, well, thank you. Thank
and
you,
it's all
cousin.
Good. And I want you to get your information out so people can hit you up, buy your music, talk to you, hit you up.
Yeah, on Facebook, it's just like my name, TERITOVIN. Twitter, it's Terry Tobin is here. You can get YouTube. It's a little more tricky. It's Soul to Keep, spells S like Sam, O-L, the number 2, K-E-P. ENT for Soul to Keep Entertainment. Where else? The main thing is, you know, if you stay connected on Facebook, you'll know about when I'm coming to a town near you. And that's pretty much it.
Well, Terry, again, thank you because, like I said, I've been hearing your music for almost a year before I even got to talk to you. And I love the music. We love the vibe. My peoples do. And whenever you come out with something else, make sure you hit me up, and whenever you flow through the ATL, hit me up.
You know it. You know it. You know I will. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you again.
All right.
That's Terry Tobin. Double T. area code 803. Area code 803. This is TAZ, and Name your name, Cat. Who are you?
Good.
I know who you are. I want you to name it out to the people.
What's good? Young Lambo in the house.
What's up, Young Lambo? First of all,
hey,
dog, I gotta ask the name, bruh. The name. You talking about that Lambo kit? I like the name now.
Coming up, bruh. It's like the Lambo doors. I'm coming up.
So, explain to the people exactly what you do, dog.
Man, I rap, you know what I mean? I rap from the heart, from the soul. Got to get it out there, man.
How long you been doing this? How long have you been?
Well, I've been doing it off and on. I started when I was in school, but I was just playing around with it. Then, you know, came the situation, little cat that I rapped in front of, he was like, man, you really got some skills. You really know how to put the words together to make somebody else feel your feeling. So, you know, ever since then, I started just writing with pen and pad and laying it down.
Now, the song, because I ain't played none of these songs, though, and as soon as I seen the title,
yeah,
I wanted to play it. Why you lie? wait a minute. I was like, yo, I got to play this, but I was like, nah, I ain't going to play it until the show. So explain why you lie. I need to know this one myself. I might need to do a song called Why You Lie. Go on, dog. Tell me about it.
Hey, man, it's really crazy, really. It's based on a relationship type joint. You know what I mean? A good man trying to take care of home, you know, girl out running wild, doing this and doing that, you know. You can give a person all they need, but you know what I mean? As long as a person keep wanting, you can never give a person what they want, but you can always give them what they need.
Right.
You know, little hood chicks around the way, you know what I mean, running out, want to go clubbing every night, this and that, when you got a man at home taking care of you. Putting clothes on your back, putting food on the table, taking care of kids that ain't his, you know what I mean? Stuff in that nature.
Okay. Yeah. I hope this ain't true to life, dog. Something you made up, right? Or you know
I like to write from the heart. So, you know what I mean? Some of it is based on my past experiences, you know, just putting it out there. But, you know, it's all life, man. Everybody goes through it.
This is Young Lambo.
And the part of rapping is having your own voice, so that's my voice.
This is Young Lambo with the song Why You Lie.
100.
Yeah. Young Lambo. It's a bunch of women that say they need a good man, say they want a good man. They don't know what to do when they find him. 25. So this song, hope y'all feel me on this. This is for my niggas.
Why'd you have to lie when I gave you everything? Yes, why'd you have to lie when I gave you everything? Why'd you have to lie when I gave you everything? Yes, why'd you have to lie when I gave you everything?
I gave you any and everything. White pearls, black pearls, princess cat, diamond rings, anything for my girl. I took you from them no good, cop the crib on the other side of town. Girl, I took you from the hood, I introduced you to finer things. Hell, I damn near gave you everything. Now you acting strange, no phone call, no sex, no kiss, no hug. Word round time, you creep around showing another nigga love. You think you slick, don't you? I got a feeling you cheating on me, and I can't quite put my finger on it. But thank God for Android, I finally got the proof and I can show it. The devil is a lie, and I see you running with him, so you can kiss my ass and go straight to hell with him.
Why'd you have to lie when I gave you everything? Yes, why'd you have to lie when I gave you everything? Lockdown. I thought we was gonna be together for eternity. I had you looking good, popping bottles. Hair done, nails done, looking like America's next top model. All I ever did was L-O-V-E-U. I never mistreated you. I treated you like a queen, cause you was owned by a king. Oh girl, you really hurt me this time.
Try to get my hands on everything, man.
And you wrote all that from the heart because You seen people go through that, and you went through it too. I like the song because I'm like, why you lie? I like that song.
I mean, hey, it happened in every relationship. I mean, the big part of a person lying is really because they ain't really fully ready to commit yet. You know what I mean?
Correct.
They don't want to commit.
Don't I know that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know about it too, bro.
I mean, but it came back and bit me in my ass because I used to do it a lot. You know what I mean? I just got into a point where I want a serious relationship, so it comes back and gets you. That karma is a bitch, though.
I got a caller, the area code 412. Of course, I know where it's from, around the crib where I'm from. 412, area code, state your name. Young Lambo on the line.
What's going on? This is Keith, bro. What's going on with you?
What's poppin', man?
I didn't even know that I pressed one to even speak, but now that I'm on here, man, I gotta say, I like this song. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely like the songs that I have heard from you. You ain't afraid to speak from your heart. Like most people, you know, they only talk about what the industry allowed them to talk about, but it's like you ain't got no problem speaking from your personal experience, man. I think that's hot, bro.
Yeah, got to,
you know,
man. I mean, you got your own voice, so why not use it?
Exactly, man. That's how I feel, man. But you know what I'm saying? Just a hot song, man. Keep it up, man. You know, and you already know me and you going to work together, man. DMT3,
yeah,
so
up, man.
It is, bro, definitely.
DMT3, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you. The song Problems, and I want to ask you, when you get in to writing your songs, do you, like, same question, do you pre-write them or do you listen to the beat first and figure out how you're going to write this song, or you just have it on your mind and then you just work it in to a beat? How do you do that? Hello? I guess Young Lambo dropped off. I got another 803 number in there. 803, state your name. Well, I guess I'm going to go to the next joint by Young Lambo and wait till he calls back in. The song is called Problems by Young Lambo.
Motherfucking problems and shit. Child support trying to wear a nigga down. Just got so many problems, man. Trying to hold it in the road. Real niggas know what I'm talking about.
Man, I got so many problems. The only way to solve them, I close my eyes for good. Man, I got so many problems. The only way to solve them, I close my eyes for good.
Now tell me what the fuck am I to do? When I'm walking right, but it still feels like I'm walking wrong. Now tell me what the fuck am I to do? When I ask for help still feels like it did me wrong. Now tell me what the fuck am I to do? When I wake up in the morning, no hope, feeling like I got no reason for breathing. Bills piling up, life feels due, rent overdue. I'm trying to stay alive, working is 9 to 5. I'm barely getting by, my head's in the sky. I ask myself why, I break down and cry.
for good. Man, I got so many problems. The only way to solve them, I close my eyes for good.
Hey, what's happening? This is Gary Fustin hanging out here with my man, T-A-Z, keeping it live on ATAZP.com.
Got on the line, Young Lambo.
Yeah, yeah.
Not so many problems. You dropped off, did dog. When I asked you, how you come about with the lyrics. Do you listen to the beat first, or do you already write lyrics, fit them in? How do you go about writing a Young Lambo song?
On this track here, it was like a halfway writing, and then let me go get the beat. So it was kind of in between.
Okay. I understand that. Because you probably was writing a long time before you even got any beats. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I just said, man, that sounds like my problems right there. I laid my problems on right there when I got that beat. So, yeah, that beat came in handy. And
are there different spots that you have performed at before?
I just performed when it was Friday at a place up here called Apple Bottoms. I performed there, and I performed at a place in Camden called Pizzazz. And I got a show on the 11th coming up at a little spot around my way.
And so I
get performances.
And who's the different people that you worked with? Because that guy called in Keith. I guess he's from Pittsburgh. Am I correct?
Yeah.
I noticed the number. That guy Keith that called in. Who else have you worked with? He said y'all gonna work together, but who else have you worked with?
That's one of my team members. I have I linked up with a little group called DMT3, and they stationed out of Atlanta, but they got artists from like different places, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, right here in Winsboro, and basically what we trying to do is like just form our own little organization where we can speak our own mind, or, you know, don't have to go looking, search for no big record company to try to, you know, come off. And, you know, when you go to a big record company, they're going to be wanting to change you. So, you know,
right. That's
how that goes. And the website, we got a little website up and going for that, too. It's called Pitch Junior John. .wix.com/DMT3Productions. And it has all the teammate members on that too. So if y'all want to go check that out, that'll be a hot look too.
Now, if somebody came up to you and said, what's Young Lambo all about? How would you describe you and your music?
Well, Young Lambo all about, like, soul music. You know, coming from the heart, things that people experience that don't, on a day-to-day basis, that don't really get recognition. You know, like the song Problems. That's for everybody. If you listen to it, you really can't really get that meaning of, man, everyday people going through things, and they lose faith, they lose hope. And you got some people killing themselves over that. So that was really like a suicidal recognition for people.
Now, the last song I'm going to play, Kiss of Death. Explain that.
Well, this Kiss of Death, I had trouble in my life, 2011. My mama had died back before 2011 actually hit, but my sister died in 2011, and they both died on the hands of the road. So, you know, I was just expressing myself. I wanted to come out with something that, like, well, you going through things, but still, you still gotta live. So you gotta be able to kiss things and just move forward off that. And when I say kiss things, you got to be really ready to accept things. You know what I mean? I couldn't control my mom's death or my sister's death. So the only thing I had to do was embrace it and try to move on. But they still with me. In my heart,
Young Lambo.
Still with me.
Young Lambo, kiss of death.
Yeah.
Red Young, a.k.a. Lambo. I love you, sis. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I swear to God, I'm happy to be here. Yeah, to my sister Monica Jackson, even though you in my heart, R.I.P. But in the past, I wish you could be here. Damn. In 2012, if I make it this year, I swear to God, this gon' be my year. I hear a lot of talk about New Year's resolution, and I quote, mankind, it's time for evolution. Yeah, lay down the hate, put down the guns, and give hope to the young folks. Give it to them. My wise words shed light to the young folks. And I wonder why they out here shedding blood. 10 years old was slanging, banging, claiming Crips and Bloods. Cause the street got them misguided, and we ain't even got the power to stop it. Cause in our minds we all corrupted, with the world chipping in. This life is seen slowly but surely coming to an end. 2011, the kiss of death, 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 I kissed my mama when she died. I kissed my granddad when he died. I kissed my sister when she died. All the kissing and reminiscing got me missing everything. Note for 2012, live a little smarter, laugh a little harder, and have fun a little safer. We ain't here for a lifetime, even though I wish we could. Most of us ain't living right, even though we know we should. I know I'm troubled in my ways, but I still pray. And by the grace of God, it gets me through another day. So much stuff is on my mind, I swear to God I need it cleansed. Looking at the world through a small lens, life. At times I wanna throw it all in. Thank God for my 3 kids, thank God for my family for keeping me from doing long beds. I tell it like it is, no sugarcoating, my shit is potent. 100% of wise man, I'm here to tell the tale. To all my young niggas, get your head right, cause all that fast living, you might not live to tell the tale. Yeah. And them homeboys that you run with, smoke with, pistol poke with, them be the main ones that run and tell the tale. Yeah. Cover they behind from staying out of jail. You know the ones that scream, I'm rhyming with the dog. Clipped up, throw their sets up, telling you lies, they coming up with the money for bail. Yeah. Yeah, that's your boy Lambo. 2011 took me through some things, and I just got all my anger out on this track before 2012 came in. So, you know, everybody that been through some, hold your head up and make your life better. So my sister Monica Jackson, rest in peace. Your brother love you. Lambo all day, 100. To my mama, rest in peace. Your little boy love you. Lambo all day, 100.
Young Lambo, AKA
yeah, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio. I like that song as well. Tell the people exactly where they can hit you up at online, get at you, get some of the music too.
Okay. Well, y'all can catch me on Facebook. I got a little page on there called Action Figure Entertainment. That's the label, my own label. You can catch me on Twitter at Young. _Lambo_AFE, and that Young is YUNG. You can catch me on YouTube at Young Lambo AFE all together. You can hit me up on my DMT3 number website. It's PITTS Junior JR john.wix.com/DMT3Production. And basically, you can hit me up on those if you wanna collab or want features or something like that. Just hit me up on my email. That's badboy.gyy@gmail.com. I mean, just holler at me. And I'm working on a new project, so you know I'm still looking for some more features on that. So
I want you to continue to do what you're doing, man. Continue to write. Get in that production now. Next time you be on, I need to hear what you said. I did the whole thing. I want to hear that. That's the way I got all the money this time. Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Hey, you know I'm gonna come back and get credibility where it need to be now.
For real. Thanks for being on, Cat, and much success to you.
All right, shout out to the DMT3, Ash Figure Entertainment. Shout out to MRG. We coming.
Thanks, man.
All right.
We got 4 minutes, and I'm going to play me and Ron L., one of our cuts, some other shit, and we going to end it. This is ATAZP. Hopefully see you back next week. Peace.
With the hottest beat and the tightest flow, keep it on the hush so the niggas won't know. Smooth sounds with the style, here the boy blows. Z Smooth in the building, y'all should know. We let the funk ride cause we don't stop. Fake punks hating the album on top. We grab a mic Smooth, you know we rock. 14 hits every year, we always drop. New artists nowadays, they copy fame, saying they real, but sounding the same. This is mighty serious, they call the game. No music education, they weak and lame. I suggest fake artists take a pack, spit about the real, bring real music back. Melodies and songs, we know you lack. We on some other shit, straight real, straight fact.
We be on some other shit.
Another head rush, a jib job groove. If we get this right, we can move the crowd. Reciting these lyrics, kick the vocals live. New artists nowadays, they copy fame, saying they real, but sounding the same. This is mighty serious, they call a game. No music education, they weak and lame. I suggest fake artists take a pack, spit about the real, bring real music back. Melodies and songs, we know you lack. We on some other shit, straight real, straight fact.
We